Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Northeast Iowa Community College has named current Vice President for Finance and Administration, David Doms, acting president. Doms steps in after President Herbert Rydell was placed on administrative leave for unspecified reasons last week by the NICC Board of Trustees. Trustees President Jim Anderson said, "We believe strongly in Dave's leadership and integrity and know he will provide strong leadership to Northeast Iowa Community College during this time." Doms joined NICC as vice president in August 2015 and has led the college's administration and financial operations. Rydell, hired last year, told the Dubuque Telegraph Herald he did nothing unlawful, unethical, or immoral and is willing to return to the job. A Washington man is facing charges he threatened and stalked a woman in North Iowa. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office arrested 35-year-old Shanaynth Ray of Tacoma, Washington on October 8th on a variety of warrants. Despite a no-contact order banning Ray from contacting the woman, law enforcement says he sent excessive text and video threats to the woman and her family for months. Court documents state Ray sent videos of him with a firearm to his victim twice in August and tried to contact her over 100 times between October 1st and October 3rd. He's also accused of contacting her employment excessively. Investigators say Ray has threatened to shoot his victim and implied he's watching her and told her he will never stop contacting her. Some of the alleged messages read, "If I broke every promise to you, I won't break this one. I'm killing you." And, "Can't wait to slice your throat." Authorities say Ray also made claims he does not care if he spends the rest of his life in prison as long as his victim is dead. Ray was arrested in Austin, Minnesota on October 4th, and court documents state he was found with the same firearm he displayed in videos to his victim. Court documents state Ray has at least 3 felony convictions for domestic abuse and 2 felony convictions for violating no-contact orders. He's being held without bond in the Cerro Gordo County Jail. A North Iowa man has been sentenced for his role in a drug ring in northern Iowa and southeastern Minnesota. 40-year-old Nathan Miller of Dowse pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and heroin and aiding and abetting another in the distribution of meth. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa says Miller and others distributed nearly 2 kilograms of meth and almost 1 kilo of heroin between October 2020 and December 2021. Federal investigators say Miller and another subject would receive packages of drugs through FedEx and DHL from a source in Mexico to addresses in Minnesota and Iowa for further distribution in Iowa. Miller has been sentenced to 7 years and 3 months in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. The case was investigated by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations, Wright County Sheriff's Office, Iowa DCI Laboratory, and the Rochester, Minnesota Police Department. Citations were issued to 3 of the 4 drivers involved in separate 2-vehicle wrecks in Charles City about 30 minutes apart. Charles City Police responded to a crash at about 2:30 Friday afternoon at the intersection of North Grand and 5th Avenues. An S10 pickup driven by 17-year-old Zadie Pittman of Charles City collided with a Nissan Versa driven by 35-year-old Samantha Yerkes of Green. An unidentified subject suffered minor injuries and was transported by AMR ambulance to Floyd County Medical Center for treatment. Pittman was cited for failure to yield at a stop sign. Total damages were estimated at about $7,000. About a half hour later, CCPD was called to the intersection of Blunt Parkway and Branningham Street for another 2-vehicle wreck. A Ford Fusion driven by 29-year-old Lindsay Randall of Charles City was rear-ended by a Dodge Avenger driven by 33-year-old Cody Kalvig of Mason City. There were no injuries reported and total damages were estimated at about $1,200. Randall was cited for driving while suspended, while Kalvig was cited for failure to reduce speed to a reasonable and proper rate. A North Iowa Area Community College student has been named to Iowa's CORN 2023-2024 College Advisory Team program. NIAC's Carter Marquardt and 21 other college students from across the state were selected for the 1-year program, which focuses on increasing college students' understanding of the corn industry. The Collegiate Advisory Team will meet 4 times over the course of the 2023-2024 school year and will visit the Capitol, tour industry leaders' operations, and expand their network and knowledge outside of the classroom. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's New Hampton playoff volleyball, the Chickasaws hosting Hampton Dumont Cal. Our coverage starts at 6:45 with the Holschlag Ben Sales pregame show. First serve is at 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.